The new election commission met for the first time Thursday and confirmed the general elections, originally set for October 15th, would be delayed. Commission Chairman Apichat Sukhakanot said the elections may be held either November 19th or 26th. Earlier this year, senior judges nullified elections held on April 2nd. Thai Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra called that poll ahead of schedule to put an end to weeks of demonstrations demanding his resignation. But the opposition parties boycotted the vote and the results were inconclusive, leading the courts to annul the election. A tentative date of October 15th was set for a new vote. The election commission that oversaw April's election was forced to resign over charges of assisting the Prime Minister's Thai Rak Thai party in by-elections later in April. Mr. Thaksin and his cabinet have stayed on as caretaker government. It is not clear if the Prime Minister will stay on after the next elections. In a televised interview Thursday, Mr. Thaksin said he may hand over the post to a close supporter. The media has speculated that the deputy party leader and commerce minister, Somkit Chatsuripitak, is a frontrunner for the post. But others in the party, such as Deputy Prime Minister Chichai Wanasatit, say they want Mr. Thaksin to return as government leader.
Hopefully, yeah, I would like to see that personally. It's up to the outcome of vote, next election.
Right, so no decision has been made.
No decision.
Mr. Thaksin is currently in Europe and will travel to Cuba for the meeting of the Non-Aligned Movement. He then goes to New York to attend the United Nations General Assembly, returning to Bangkok on September 24th. His secretary, Jakrapot Pankir, told VOA Thursday that Mr. Thaksin will make a statement on his political future when he returns.
I couldn't speak for the Prime Minister. He has to make that statement or that stance himself. But we have the reason to believe that the country is in need of a clear answer of the direction it's going. When he returns here, I believe we can expect some sort of statement or the stance to be made clear from the Prime Minister.
Political analysts say before the new elections, Mr. Thaksin will try to boost his support within the military by backing supporters in the annual armed forces reshuffle. Analysts say the armed forces are deeply divided between supporters of the Prime Minister and those opposed to what they consider his political interference in the military. Chris Baker, an author on Thai politics and economics, says the outcome of the military reshuffle will be key to Mr. Thaksin's final decision.
The military shuffle that is critical, because if Thaksin stays on, heads his party into the election, does reasonably well and decides he wants to stay, the only possible way he can do that is if he has military backing. He is becoming increasingly uncertain whether he can get his people in the right place in the military shuffle.
Mr. Thaksin's Thai Rak Thai party won landslide victories in 2001 and 2005, largely through populist policies that attracted both urban and rural voters. But the urban middle class became increasingly disenchanted due to concerns over corruption. The Thai Rak Thai party is still expected to win a majority of the 500 seats in the House of Representatives, although fewer than the 374 it won in the 2005 vote. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.